In this instance, I'm happy to report that actually the Wall Street Journal are wrong. The reality is that the test for approval for a right of abode application is to show that you've been continuously and ordinarily resident for a period of not less than 7 years. The concept of ordinary residence for these purposes doesn't include or have the requirement of a tally of the total number of days. So, yeah, patently, the Wall Street Journal are not correct when they write that. Now, in terms of your related question, what it all boils down to is the fact that on the ROP 145 application form, which is the Registration of Person Form 145, upon which you found your application for permanent residency, or at least the eligibility for verification of eligibility for a permanent identity card. That's the purpose of the ROP 145 application form. That form has a question that asks you to indicate if you spent more than 6 months outside of Hong Kong to tick that box and then provide an explanation for it. Now, it's important to appreciate that the Immigration Department, in any event, recall all of your travel records. So they look at all of your movements over the course of the 7 years claimed, and they take a view as to whether or not on the pattern of your movements that you have been continuously and ordinarily resident here. So the space on the application form gives you an opportunity to expressly represent any time longer than 6 months away from Hong Kong and what it is that you are doing. But if the Immigration Department can see over the course of the 7 years a continuous pattern of you spending significant amount of time away from Hong Kong, they'll put you onto inquiry as to effectively what was going on during all of that time spent away. In the final analysis, it actually doesn't really matter how much time you do spend away, so long as there are certain qualifying conditions that are in place that will allow the Immigration Department to conclude that you remain settled in Hong Kong throughout all of this time, notwithstanding the fact that you spent a lengthy period of time away, or indeed multiple lengthy periods of time away. So what they're looking for is proof that you've continued to pay your taxes in Hong Kong, proof that you've maintained a home and residence in Hong Kong. If you have family here that ostensibly, there's immediate family, ostensibly your immediate family have been here with you. So it's not so much the exact number of days that count. It's really all the circumstances of the pattern of your life. Can it be said, notwithstanding significant time spent away from Hong Kong, that Hong Kong has remained your home and you've remained settled here throughout all of that time? There are some instances where it's possible to temporarily, in a sense, lose your continuity of ordinary residence. But that's a situation where, for example, if your employer has sent you off to another country for a year or two, possibly, you effectively had to decamp there with your family, and during that time you still maintained all of your lives back in Hong Kong, and the only reason that you went off to that other country was at the direction of your Hong Kong employer, and your Hong Kong employer has maintained all of the vestiges of your life and your employment arrangements in Hong Kong on your behalf. In that instance, a couple of years away continuously won't break your continuity of ordinary residence. It all depends on the exact circumstances. It isn't so driven by just the number of days and where you were and your explanation for that time spent away. Okay, I've included a number of links at the bottom of this post that sort of elaborates on this concept, and I hope you find it useful.